With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Michigan's solar industry says it's about to hit a wall, or rather a cap, created by lawmakers a few years ago. It means that utilities have to accept some, but really not that much, distributed energy. That's power that customers put into the grid. Laura Sherman is the president of the trade group, the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. She said when it's reached, that cap will devastate solar installers.
A lot of those are small companies, and those would be a lot of them lost were we not able to fix this issue.
I spoke with Sherman and her colleague Corey Connolly about a package of bills that would lift the ceiling and also change solar pricing. Sherman begins by explaining how the cap works.
Every utility, they take a look at their how much electricity is used on their system in a year, and only 1% of that can be distributed solar, or I'm going to make this complicated. Only 1% of that can be distributed generation, but there's actually half of that is for people like you and I who have solar on our roof. So it's 0.5% of how much electricity is used across their whole footprint. So, you know, if DTE looks at exactly how much energy is used in the whole year, and then 0.5% of that is allowed to be people generating on their homes and sending it back out. So it's a really low number.
In the case of the Upper Peninsula and UPCO, one of the other investor-owned utilities in the state, they've already hit their cap once, and that saw a total shutdown of the market up there. And then through a settlement agreement, they doubled their cap, and they're about to hit it again. And then in the consumer's territory, we're hearing projections that prior to the slowdown that's happened now, so these projections would be probably a bit off, but we've been hearing projections of quarter three or quarter four of this year that they would hit that cap.
Utilities don't have to go beyond 1% renewables for the grid. That made me wonder if they did want to go beyond that cap, would they be free to do that?
Yes. Yeah. So that is confusing. And that's why we call it a cap. But it's not technically, from the utility standpoint, they can raise it if they want. They can allow more people in, which is what UPCO did a few years ago. When they reached 1%, there was a legal case, and they agreed as part of a settlement in that case to raise it to 2%. So, you know, they're allowed to do that. That's legal under law, but there's no requirement that they do so. And there's a lot of confusion, too, because the utilities have said publicly that they'll keep letting people put solar on their roof and they'll just pay them differently. There's nothing in law that requires them to do so. There's nothing protecting customers. And our experience from our companies we work with who are in the Upper Peninsula is that as soon as UPCO hit that cap a few years ago, they just started denying applications. So they didn't have another plan in place, you know, to let people into some other program. So that's really the only experience we have so far, is that applications just started getting denied. That is likely or could happen, you know, in the case of consumers and DTE as well. And I think why we think it's really important to fix this issue for the whole state with a legislative fix.
There is a package of bills that's been introduced. In fact, there's a package in the House and the Senate, right? It's the same bills in each. What would those do? What would those change?
There's three bills in both chambers. They're bipartisan. We have a really interesting sort of group of Democrats and Republicans, a couple from the UP, a couple with, you know, real interests in supporting rooftop solar, a couple who have solar on their roofs and really understand these issues. And there's sort of a few main things, but the biggest thing is that it eliminates this cap. So the first bill gets rid of the cap and then says, let's turn it over to the regulators who know what they're doing. And if there's some issue in the future where we've got too many people with solar on their rooftops and it's causing some challenge for the grid and we're seeing problems and we don't want to cause brownouts, obviously, we don't want to cause serious problems. We're a long, long, long way from that, but the bill lets the regulators who know what they're doing set a cap. So if we need it, they'll set it, but it just takes it away from this arbitrary 1% number and acknowledges that there's a lot more room for job creation in this market and for folks to let customers install the solar they want.
Crane's Business Detroit reported that the utilities are likely to oppose the bill package. What are you hearing about where that opposition is coming from?
I can't speak for the utilities. I think they expressed concerns about the safety of their system with more and more distributed generation on it. But honestly, they focused largely on the issues around valuation and what can and can't be included in that valuation in their opinions. And so I really think there's room. I'm hopeful there's room to look at the cap bill and that they're willing to engage on that.
We would argue that solar is undervalued currently and we should value it higher. I think the utilities would say that we should value it lower. And I think that if we can come to something that probably both of us dislike, that should be able to be accepted as fair. And if it's fair, then there's no reason to have a cap.
You think that when things do get back to normal business in Lansing, whenever that might be, that there's hope that these would move along?
We think there's been a lot of testimony, a lot of good arguments about these bills. And we think that we're really hopeful that they can get a vote out soon. I know there are very pressing things that the legislature is working on. I would argue that for small solar installers and small businesses of that sort, this is a very free stimulus package to put forward that doesn't cost anybody anything and would be a good thing to act on relatively quickly. Given the timeline we were facing with consumers, we're really pressing to try and get this done before the end of the year through both chambers. So our goal, if we could achieve it, would be to get this done this year.
That was Laura Sherman and Corey Connolly of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council. In an email to WMUK, Consumers Energy said the solar bills would, quote, move the state backwards by providing subsidies for private solar. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.